You've stopped in at the Guidepost, brought to you by the American Saltwater Guides Association. Stock up on gear, grab a coffee at the counter, and get ready to hear incredible fish stories from the best captains on the East Coast and thought-provoking conversations with stakeholders and policymakers working to protect these fisheries. This podcast is presented by Costa Sunglasses.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Guidepost. Sunny Friday, May 8th. Great to be in May. Spring has sprung. If you haven't already, I hope this weekend's going to be one of your first times of the year getting on the water for our guys up north, though I'm assuming many have already. Checking in real quick with you this morning about North Carolina. For those of y'all who remember, I mean, this has been going on for months and months and months now, but the North Carolina Marine Fisheries Commission has been hearing a proposed rule for Atlantic Bonito. The code that's going to stick with none of you, but I'm going to read it out. ANCAC03M.0524. If any of you guys can recite that back to me right now without running back to podcasts, I'll give you a $100 gift card somewhere. But this proposed rule is the exact proactive management effort that we're hoping to see more of on the Atlantic coast. Right now, North Carolina has no rules in place for Atlantic Bonito, no size limit, no bag limit, no stock assessment, and wreck angler landings have been steadily climbing basically over the last decade. North Carolina alone now accounts for around a quarter of all coastwide recreational bonito harvests, and that's a massive share of a coastal migratory resource. The trend is undeniable. They are continuing to increase their share, and to have no protections in state waters is inappropriate. So, what do we know about Atlantic Bonito, North Carolina? You know, they're a pulse fishery. They have dense, short-lived aggregations that appear in state waters, and new technology and shifting angling behavior. It's becoming more and more effective, catching more and more bonito. They're an awesome fish. And this proposed rule heads on this rapid expansion so that we don't have a really sudden decline. It sets a 5-fish recreational bag limit per person per day. The current harvest data for the state shows anglers are not keeping anywhere near that. And, you know, we don't have to nerd out on it. When it comes to data, if you're honest with yourself about being a fisherman, if you like to keep fish from the ocean, which many, many of us do, this fish isn't great to be frozen, right? It's a great fresh fish option. You're going to want to use it very close to the date in which you harvested it. And there's no need to have a massive bag limit on a fish like that. You're setting yourself up for these dock shot goals. All right, we filled the buckets. Look how many we killed. And we don't need waste, right? So when you look at a wreck bag limit like this, it's not punishing anglers. Three guys can go out and still keep 15 bonito, take home. That's a lot of fish to take home. This prevents waste, right? There's no need for that much more. Best eaten fresh than frozen. And if that's the case, why are you killing so many? We have a public comment opportunity to keep pushing this thing down the line. For any of y'all listening, you're like, all right, well, didn't I just public comment on this? Wasn't I, you know, in support of this? And shout out to the ASGA community, because there has been a landslide. When we show up in North Carolina, I mean, votes have been like 249-1 or some crazy number, on a lot of stuff related to Albies and Bonito. We need that again. This is step two in a 3-step process. I know it's a little labor intensive to participate in the same thing 3 times. The reality is that's how North Carolina works. I know it's a pain. We need you guys to show up again. Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern is the deadline. ASGA has a new blog. It went out on social. You can find it in the link in bio. You can find the link in the Facebook post, link in bio on the Instagram. If you go to our website, you click news. If you just click the news thing twice, or if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you will find our call to action for Atlantic Bonito. We got to get comments in by Monday at 4 p.m. Short, sweet, to the point, respectful. Include a talking point or two that matters most to you. Your personal experience, where your comments from, why it matters. This is open to in-state and out-of-state anglers. Let's keep moving this thing down the field. This is step two. If we pass this, and just because we made it by the first step, you guys, for anyone listening who's been along the ride with us for years, you know nothing is set in stone ever when it comes to positive action. Step two, gotta win it. move the ball down the field to step three, which will be, I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse. It's going to be months down the line, somewhere later this year, and it'll be the last and final step. So please access our Action Alert Bonito Rulemaking North Carolina blog. Use it as a resource if you have questions about this. There are tons of talking points in the blog and social posts. There's links in the blog to the briefing material coming straight from the state. There's also the link to the public comment portal. It's online. It's super easy. You do not have to be a tech wizard to do it. And if you have any questions about the who, the what, the when, the where, the why, shoot us a message. Instagram, Facebook, email info@saltwaterguidesplural association.org. I love everything we're doing at ASGA. The one thing I do not love is our email domain. It is very long. I believe ASGA as an acronym is owned by some golf association in Atlanta or something. So if anyone wants to go buy that for us, please do so. But regardless, jokes aside, we need you Monday afternoon. Get your public comments in, and thank you very much for listening. Go enjoy your weekend.